A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Peter came and said to Jesus, "Lord, if another member of the church sins against me, how often should I forgive? As many as seven times?" Jesus said to him, "Not seven times, but I tell you, 77 times. For this reason, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his slaves. When he began the reckoning, one who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him, and as he couldn't pay, his lord ordered him to be sold together with his wife and children and all his possessions and payment to be made. So the slave fell on his knees before him, saying, 'Have patience with me, and I will pay you everything.' And out of pity for him, the lord of that slave released him and forgave him the debt. But that same slave, as he went out, came upon one of his fellow slaves who owed him 100 denarii. And seizing him by the throat, he said, 'Pay what you owe.' Then his fellow slave fell down and pleaded with him, 'Have patience with me and I will pay you.' But he refused. Then he went and threw him into prison until he would pay the debt. When his fellow slaves saw what had happened, they were greatly distressed, and they went and reported to their lord all that had taken place. Then his lord summoned him and said to him, 'You wicked slave, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. Should you not have had mercy on your fellow slave as I had mercy on you?' And in anger, his lord handed him over to be tortured until he would pay his entire debt. So my heavenly Father will also do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother or sister from your heart." When Jesus had finished saying these things, he left Galilee and went to the region of Judea beyond the Jordan. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, this is a pretty ferocious parable, and it appears actually only in Matthew. It makes up most of the passage that we've just listened to, but that's the part I'm not going to say anything about, because thinking about the first two verses of this passage has been quite enough for me. So I want to concentrate on them. For a start, different translations give different numbers of the times that Jesus tells Peter he should forgive. This translation that I've just read is the New Revised Standard Version, which says 77, but many others say 70 times 7. Either way, it's a staggeringly high number. And obviously, what it really means is never give up on forgiving. It's not a case of being able to say, this is the 78th time or the 491st time, so I've done all I have to, and from now on I can be vindictive if I want. No, but something else occurred to me. Sometimes we forgive somebody who's offended or hurt or damaged us in some way, and we say, and we even believe, that we really have definitively forgiven them. But then, next day or next week or next year, we find ourselves still resenting the offense, so we have to forgive all over again and again. Again and again and again. Only God is generous enough to forgive once and for all, in the most literal sense. So that high number maybe means not 77 sins, but the same sin being forgiven over and over again. And this led me to realize something else. Obviously, forgiving is good for the offender, but it's crucial for the person offended as well. Do you remember when you were maybe 7 or 8 or 9 years old and you fell and made your knee bleed or your elbow or something, and you enjoyed in a bandage, because people would say, oh, what happened? What have you done to yourself? And then, as the wound healed, it formed a protective crust, a scab, and you picked it off, bit it. I'm not the only person in the world who did this. You picked it off and made it bleed again, and your mum kept telling you to leave it alone, but you didn't. Go on, admit it. You know you did this. And why did your mum keep telling you not to interfere with it? Because an open wound is a risk of infection. So you're making matters worse instead of better. Well, you're way ahead of me now, aren't you? You know exactly where I'm going with this. When I fail to forgive, all I do is keep the wound open and risk sort of spiritual infection. So forgiving is good for me as the offended party, and not just for the person who offended me. Forgiveness heals. And when we forgive from the heart, as Jesus says at the very end of the parable, then the healing process is complete for the sinner and for the victim of the sin. Worth making the effort. 77 times, 70 times 7.